is here in the studio. He's got a great new special on Showtime. Vegas is my oyster. And he's brought Ron Jeremy's son with him, Don Jeremy.
And baby Benji, too.
Hey, Ron Jeremy's son is here. Can we get a close-up of him? Yeah. There he is right there. That's for our video there.
And we got baby Benji, too.
And baby Benji. Look at baby Benji. All right. So, Mercedes, tell us about Adopted, which I thought was hilarious, Pauly Shore.
It's a film, you know, where I go to Africa to possibly adopt an African child, you know, like
Angelina Jolie, yes.
You know.
Where did you get that idea from?
Okay, let him talk
for
a second.
Whoa, bro.
Stop.
She's already starting with me.
Stop.
I was just trying to tell you the premise.
Go ahead. Tell us I want the people listening to understand.
If you just go to Netflix or whatever, you can watch it. You like the film. It was a fun film, right?
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, so it's basically Borat without the costume.
Uh-huh.
You know, with heart, you know. It's me in Africa. It's not like I filmed it in Detroit.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I went over to Africa to, right. I went to the Oprah Winfrey School.
Yeah.
I went to the Oprah Winfrey School and, yep. You know, I went there. I told them that Oprah Winfrey sent me. To go to the school to possibly get one of their children and kind of see what's up. And that's what it was.
Okay. So you went to Africa to adopt a kid.
Yeah.
And I read in the paper, Brad Pitt says he doesn't care about movie fame anymore. All he cares about is that his kids think he's a good father. You know, really, all they're thinking is, please don't send us back to sub-Saharan Africa. I that's all they care about at this point.
It began in Africa.
It began in Africa. It began.
Okay, so how tough? How tough would it be for a guy like you, Pauly Shore? I mean, you're a celebrity.
Well, they kicked me out of Africa.
But come on, I mean, easy for you to get a kid, right? I mean, they're giving them away, aren't they?
Mm.
There's so many poor kids over there.
It's not as easy as you think.
So you're that big of a mess, you couldn't even get a kid in Africa?
Mm-mm.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah, they told me to let. They told me to leave.
Okay, so why do you have a problem with this movie? You have a problem with white people going over there and picking up black kids like their accessories?
I was
you?
Just trying to no, but
like their toys or something like Polly.
No,
give
but the thing is, let me tell you something.
You know what? I really liked you until today.
Yeah, but let me just don't point. First of all, okay, I'm Jewish. Okay, blacks and Jews are a team. Remember, where people were suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal, sugar mama. She's kind of hot. This one. Come on, let's have sex. Let's have a little Barack Obama baby.
You know what?
What?
Oh, you're going to make me leave the studio. Don't make me throw my microphone
and then,
at you.
And then I'll come chase you and I'll rub your body and you're going to stop me because I got Man Cow Army with me.
He's going to take my side. I'm his sidekick.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to be your
sidekick. No, she is not.
He's not claiming
no,
me now.
No, she is not, and I'm not taking your side.
I'm going to be like the Lester and the little dummy next to you. That's good, right?
No, Willie Tyler and Lester. Yeah,
we went over there.
Ventriloquist.
Yeah, we went over there because, you know, I was just wanting to see what was up with it, and you know, and then that was it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I disagree.
But did you want to accessorize with an African baby? Is that what your thought was? What was your thought?
Well, my thought was is that I didn't want to adopt from America because I thought that, you know, it wouldn't look good in Us Weekly.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
What do they cost over there? I'm just curious. What's it cost?
It's expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I you know, twice a day at least I drive through Cabrini Green. They're everywhere. I can get you one.
Right.
Cheap.
Probably.
No?
I don't know.
Wow. I don't believe it.
You don't
white
believe
babies are
it.
Hack.
What?
White babies are hack.
It's not happening.
Pauly, you're well known for your toolsmanship and the amount of ladies that you've been with. You're up there with Gene Simmons. Mm. Is there a certain type of woman that you like? I mean, based on what I've seen over the years, you like the silicone-enhanced, bubble-headed blonde, right? The bleach blonde, that's your type?
Lately, I've been wanting to be with some Asians.
Yeah?
But the Asians, they run from me like I'm Godzilla.
But have you noticed that Asian boys are so smooth? They really are, aren't they?
Asian boys?
Did I say boys?
Yes.
But just you don't like the hairless twinks?
No, I like I like.
You don't think there's something erotic about a barely legal Asian boy?
Oh my God!
Wow!
Wow! Right? It's crazy in here. No, I would like to possibly date an Asian. I'm staying at the hotel out there in Schaumburg, and there's all these beautiful Asian stewardesses that just got dropped off from, I guess, Japan Air or something, and I've been talking to them in the lobby.
Oh wow! So yeah. you don't
LBFMs.
Like Asians, huh?
No, I want.
What about black girls? But you go adopt a black baby, but you won't date a black girl.
No, I want to get with a black girl.
Kick him out of here, man.
No,
cow.
No.
LBFMs. Have you ever been?
I want to get with a black girl.
Have you ever been with a Filipino girl?
No.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
I want to get with a black girl. Black girls don't want to get with me.
Why? Have you never been with? You've been with a black girl
once.
And
it was all right.
Was it Ray Dong Chong? Who was it?
No.
Anybody famous?
Uh-uh. But the black girls, they don't want to get with me.
Why?
They just, I don't know what it is. They think I'm cool and they want to hang out, but like when it comes to having sex, they're not into it.
Oh my goodness.
I know.